Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy.
You crack me up every time you say that. I love that. Okay. Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, and we appreciate them so very much.
Yes, thank you, BBS.
Johnny, how you been doing this last couple of weeks?
Pretty good, Kevin. Things have melted here pretty good. Spring has arrived.
Spring has sprung.
So I started a few seeds that I start early indoor, like onion seeds and things that grow a little slower. So, we're well on our way. I can't wait to be out planting and being in nature yet again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beauty.
Yeah, I'm warming the pool up, you know, just trying to get it all ready for us to jump in it probably next month or so.
But, wow.
The weather's becoming very nice right now, so I don't know, I might be itching to jump in that pool sooner. So,
Well, the pools around here are still a little hard, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But the river in front of me has thawed and broke up, so it's all open.
All right.
It's colder than a mother-in-law's kiss. But
Yeah.
no offense to the mother-in-laws out there.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so today, yes, we are going to have open lines to this program. So for those of you who are outside of the United States, please dial 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. And those of you who are within the United States, please dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we certainly appreciate you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right, John. Thought we would go ahead and pick up where we left off from discussing articles from forthepeople.space.
Okay.
So listeners, if you so desire, please follow along. All right. We're going to go ahead and
now. Kevin, there's a lot of posts to cover this time. We probably won't get through them all, but if not, we'll catch up next show.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So, but we're going to start with the plight of pirates. All right. And that category is crimes against humanity, the Great Awakening. And it says here, in the end, good or God always wins. We see a meme of a red circular coin. The meme is titled The East India Company. In describing the coin, the sectioned heart symbol on the coin of this era is the Baal or Baal mark, signifying who reigned or controlled the East at that time. Now, also, the next meme depicts a coat of arms, the East India Company, or also known as EIC, was originally founded and funded by Queen Elizabeth I on December 31st, 1600, via a royal charter. Now, the EIC was an English-British joint stock company that violently monopolized trade, transforming from a commercial entity into a privatized governing power with its own 260,000 soldier army. Now, that's
quite an army for back in the day, Kev.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. Twice the size of the British standing army at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they, of course, dominated the trade. They seized goods, ships, and territory from competing tradesmen and innocent natives. But they're all done legally according to the Queen's doctrine. As if by design, the EIC established a foothold into a thriving India, making way for British imperialism. Royal pirates on land and sea.
Right, Kevin. And as you can see, another satanic company by a satanic queen. And I'm going to read from a meme that's on this site. Now, I hope I'm saying this name right, the Spiridione Roma's 1778 painting. And there's a lot in that painting, a lot of details, and it goes on to describe them here. And it says the painting above depicts the East offering riches to Britannia with the East India Trade Company flag on the ship at sea. Two women from conquered lands, India and China, offer their goods to Britain, while the fallen god of thievery, which is Hermes, Mercury Thoth, stands to the right, overseeing the crime with his caduceus rod and red loincloth. The fallen god of time, Father, Thames, Cronos, Saturn, sits at the left as the children he desires dance above him as if in his dreams. The East India Trade Company monopolized trade in cotton, raw silk, indigo dye, salt, tea, gemstones, porcelain, opium, enslaved people, sex, children, and adrenochrome. Man, oh man, just think, Kevin, over these last 2,000 years, the amount of poor innocent beings that have been sacrificed to this evil,
Yeah,
evil.
that was in the 1600s, right? Wow. Way back then. They were even doing adrenochrome back then too, right? Wow.
Yeah,
It's horrible.
it's just so horrible, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, the deep state, by their own protocols, kept meticulous records of where they kept all of the stolen goods, who they were taken from and sold to, and what the recipients' preferences were, and how to best blackmail them. These records, from the 1600s to the 21st century, were kept in various locations, such as underneath the Vatican and hidden deep within restricted databases, such as MIT.
And it understands the same today. Well, it says right to the 21st century, right? So that's right to present day.
It's amazing what's under the Vatican. I mean,
And we
they're
have no
so,
idea. There's
we
so
have
many
really no
levels
idea.
to it as well, different levels of underground tunnels and different size tunnels. Some are ancient tunnels, apparently. Imagine what's there and stored there, and the enormity of this job to clean it out of the evil. And wow. It breaks my heart just reading this, and especially about the adrenochrome, and we know what it takes to extract it. And imagine what these soldiers, what these light beings, and so on have faced to help clean this up. But it's wonderful that they have. Now, there's a meme here with Aaron Schwartz on there. I think he's 26 years old. I think it says here somewhere. But anyway, when you look at his face, he's very reminiscent of Bruce Lee. And if you would encourage people to go to this site, take up the, take in these posts, but kind of take a look at that and see if you agree with me. Of course, we know that Bruce Lee embodied the spirit of Q, and I highly suspect Aaron Schwartz did as well. So I'll read this meme of Aaron Schwartz. It says, "Was a child prodigy, pardon me, known for his mastery over the internet." Perhaps the most tech-savvy genius of our time. He flourished as a computer programmer, entrepreneur, writer, leader, developer, and internet hacktivist. In 2010, Aaron became a research fellow at Harvard University's Safra Research Lab on Institutional Corruption. Standing behind all he believed in, Aaron connected his computer to the MIT network in an unmarked and unlocked closet, successfully downloading data as a guest user. Among the files he received were millions of images and documents, Some very ancient, it says here. So it's exactly what we're talking about with the records that they kept in the East Indian Company. So from the East Indian Trade Company and their subsidiary crimesmen, including child rape, torture, adrenochrome harvesting, blackmail, and worse. And worse. I can't imagine what could be worse, but they state that
No.
it's worse. The Dark Hats located Aaron, executed a fake suicide scenario for the public, believing they had snuffed out the leakage, avoiding damage to their secret satanic systems, when in fact the White Hats had taken full advantage of the hack, fortuitously cloning everything Aaron captured, patiently awaiting Donald J. Trump's planned presidential position in office to sign an executive order giving the White Hat military lawful rights to do what needed to be done with the information, which is to inform the public. The Epstein Files, Truth About Israel, Iran, and the Fallen must be given gradually, carefully, and at as gently as possible for the well-being of humanity. And you can imagine what's there and why they have to do that. You will agree in the end, it says, thank you, Aaron Swartz. Just incredible, Kevin.
It is. And he's in this picture. It looks like he's a very young man. I'd say 22, 23, maybe in
Yeah.
there somewhere.
I think on it might be one of the future posts something that talks about him being, I think, 26, Kevin, but we'll see.
Now, this kind of leads me to believe perhaps he's still alive or perhaps being protected by the White Hats. What do you think? Do you think
I get
he's.
that feeling, yes.
Yeah.
As I believe is most is the case with the majority of the beings that were embodied by Q.
Yeah.
See, I do think that's we're going to see a lot of that. So
Well, in the, even the Q post that says that they've got everything. So apparently they do. They've got everything that is needs to be known about all of this corruption and evil that's been going on for centuries. And apparently, according to this, even with Aaron Swartz's help, we've got everything. So. Rest assured, we can litigate and kind of get rid of this evil energy that's on our planet.
You know,
You
as I
know?
said many times, the enormity of this whole operation, Kevin, man, if they put it into a book or a movie, it would have to be an encyclopedia set.
Oh yeah. Oh
It's
yeah.
incredible.
Britannica, you know, how many
Right,
volumes
right.
all the way here,
Yeah,
right?
right.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, the final part of this article is from Cat is the C3, where she provides transcripts of Q the Stormwriter, who's on Patreon podcasts, information, as well as worth the effort to read on your own for more intel. And I always mention that a lot of these posts. Again, Cat is the C, she contributes a lot to these posts and provides a lot more information. And that just Johnny and I, we don't cover it. So, yeah, if you so desire, you might want to take a look at that information too.
Yeah, I follow Cat is the C3
Yeah.
on up, and it seems to be functioning fine now. And
Okay,
I trust the
good.
information that they share there, and you know, it's always current and up to date, you know, with that resonates with me. And of course, we see that. You know, for the people post a lot here as well. So I encourage our listeners to explore Cat as a C3 if it resonates with them also.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. What do you think, Johnny?
Okay, Kevin. Now the next one's in two parts.
I
Two
got
different
cat.
postings, right?
No, I have cat and on up, I think is the next article, which
Oh, okay.
is category is important messages.
Let's see
And
here.
also on Truth Social. Oh no, you were just mentioning that. Yeah, this is the important message that indicates that Cat is a C3 is having difficulty, I think,
Oh,
right?
okay. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay. She's having difficulty on on that website, and Johnny just now said that yeah, he's that's website is up and looking good and everything else. Okay. So
Yeah.
yes, I'm catching up with you, Johnny, all right? All right. Next.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Next article, Timelines and Travelers. This is part one. Category is The Great Awakening, The Storm. We see a meme of two Earths touching each other. One is red, the other is blue. The description reads, "What we're living right now is a higher or alternative timeline to what actually happened before many of us returned from the future to change the past. The horrors concerning AI taking over, nuclear war that wipes out most of the world, and people morphing into uncontrollable zombies that turn on each other to the death is old news. It already happened. We already lived that, and we're currently creating a higher experience for a much better future." You know, John, I feel that it's important to understand that we already went through those planetary destructive events in an alternative timeline. So, you know, there's just no need for it to happen this now, right? To create more peaceful, futuristic timeline. I think that's great.
Right. Yes, I
Yeah.
agree with you, Kevin. And with going forward, knowing that that is the case, and co-create positive part timelines, is what we'll do now. So I also want to mention that the image in this meme is greatly reminiscent of the painting by Eve Featherstone that Q had brought our attention to in one of his shows. I think it's called The Sea of Joy. Do you remember that one, Kevin?
Yeah, that's right. See your joy. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
really pretty. A lot of geometric shapes in it, and I remember seeing kind of like the two circular like Earths in the center. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
I printed it off. I have it here in my office wall.
Oh,
And
do you?
yeah, because I recall Q saying again, it has a codex to it. So one of those things I just wanted to post and have, available.
Yeah. Well, further down the article is another meme of the same meme ab above, except now we see both Earths are blue. And the descriptor reads, "Whatever you focus on, that's what you're stepping into personally. Knowing the truth is exceedingly important for the ascension. However, it's to be observed as a movie, for you to gather details of a dark plot that failed. Don't get too caught up in these horrors. Recognize it has nothing to do with your future, because you will never allow it to happen again. Knowing the true origins and how it flourished long ago." Right?
Amazing. Yeah. It goes on to say the only thing the creation lightship will not thwart is the consciousness of humanity itself. If humans become paranoid and begin to add to their fear porn, those timelines will be created by humanity. That's how it works. The aliens give us a mind to push our mental energy in the direction they desire. They want us to use their mental energy to rev up fear, anger, hate, and revenge, taking us to the dark side where we create our own death spiral. Or we can create those higher realities of peace and prosperity from the eternal harmony within. So the encouragement here is to stay in our highest excitement in our heart centers and
Yes,
create those excitements, right, those
exactly.
positive
Yeah,
notes.
create the world that you want to live in. You know, a vision, envision, if you will, traveling to other worlds, or having a beautiful planet Earth, and the air is pristine and blue, and the waters are crystal clear, and you know, envision that, and that is what your world will become, because you are the master creator and you're going to create that world. And keep it all positive, high frequency energy, very positive. You know, when you even envision that in your mind's eye or your heart, Add a little bit of emotion to it also,
Right.
as if it's a
Excitement.
wonderful, beautiful feeling, because if you can incorporate both the vision and the emotional aspect, it manifests even stronger and even quicker. And that's the world that we're going to live in. And if we all do that, then of course the total global consciousness will make it happen even faster and quicker, right? So
You're right, Kevin, and I believe
that's what.
that's why this post or Asha posts here and thanks everyone who's goes to the post, everyone who's reading this, everyone that's a part of this, because collectively we are helping by spinning things up
Yes,
and raising the vibration.
spin
Sure.
it up. That's it. Well, again, like most of these articles, Cat is a C3 is providing some more transcripts from Q the Storm Rider. Again, if you so desire, go ahead and read a lot of that information too, because there's like four or five additional transcripts there that's got a lot of information in it. So.
Yeah, and this particular one was there's two parts to it. It was so lengthy, so that's
Yeah. So next, we're going to go ahead and touch on the second part.
sure.
So it's kind of a continuation here. So Timelines and Travelers, part two. Subcategory is aliens. Nothing is as it seems. All right. Okay. Well, we see a meme here of I'm going to describe it as a graphic depiction of concentric rings that are laid on top of one another in various distances. And there's a ring of green, there's a ring of blue, and there's a ring of red. And they seem to imitate some sort of energy field. Now, the description reads as follows. A major CERN, 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 Large Hadron Collider incident occurred on September 19th of 2008. It was reported that a faulty electrical connection between magnets caused a large helium leak and significant mechanical damage to Sector 3-4, forcing a shutdown for repairs that lasted until November of 2009. Well, this delayed their planned satanic operations to rip a hole in space-time, allowing more of their dark demonic buddies in to wreak havoc for the final takeover of humanity. So, meh.
It goes on to say, here's what really happened, as announced to the public by Ron Amatron, ambassador to Source from the Creation Lightship way back in 2008. The Creation Lightship, a light vehicle created by the 12 Source Energies, arrived here in 2006, ready to lead the ascension when they realized almost no one would make the shift due to high levels of dark takeover and mind control enslaving humanity. Most people did not even know they had a spirit or a way out of here. If the CERN operations had been successful, allowing monstrous dark reinforcements to enter, this rescue mission would have been entirely impossible, and most of humanity would have been lost to the dark forever. Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship Starfleets disrupted the satanic CERN operations and the spiderweb network built to flood darkness everywhere as quickly as possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Ron
Oh,
Amatron and the Creation Lightship
no kidding. Oh my gosh.
Starfleets.
To even think of how close we were, how
Wow.
close we were to lose this planet, to be completely,
Oh, yeah. And they had multiple plans, as we've learned along the way, to destruct, to destroy. Wow.
All
Crazy.
right. Next, we see a meme of a very colorful cylindrical galaxy with the following description. The living light cube and all of the so-called higher technology, including the Golden Dome, which is extremely significant, are from the Creation Lightship. Everything good that's happening and being given to humanity is not really coming from so-called advanced directly from source, because you are important. No other light energy in existence could successfully battle the current darkness enslaving and violating humanity and this planet.
Wow. So that's the
Yeah.
testimony to the light we withhold and we don't even realize we have it.
Yeah.
I will read a meme here, Kevin, from the same posting, and it's a meme of Hermes, Mercury Thoth,
Oh,
and
yeah.
with holding his caduceus
Right.
in Ankh and so on. So it says here, Hermes, Mercury Thoth, the original scribe in Egypt with his caduceus rod. So that's what they're showing. And it says, almost everything worshipped down here is false light via false information spread by the fallen god Hermes Mercury Thoth, who many know as Lucifer, the fallen god of lies, thievery, trickery, words, and literature. Hermes was the original scribe leading the battle against true light in numerous bodies on earth, proliferating his reversals of truth in famous texts in an attempt to keep humanity from the very awakening we are experiencing today. So amazing, Kevin. And this has been going on for so long, and it's everywhere. You know, we're talking religious texts, and as you know, even
Yeah.
throughout even other texts, whether it's
Yeah.
books or, you know, history,
Yeah.
whatever.
We're understanding now that everything is reversed by the dark. You know,
Yes.
whatever is good, the dark reverses it, you know. So,
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah.
many truthers are now talking about sonic weapons and UAPs, advanced alien technology, teleportation, floating cities, invisibility technology, etc. Did you know that there was a man named Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh?
That's quite a mouthful, Kev.
I know, I know. I hope I did it okay.
It sounds good to me.
Yeah, where people read or listened to his work back in the 70s and the 80s. And he already knew about this information from 50 years ago. Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh was sharing information on a positive future for humanity with light enhancements back then. Well, how did he know? Well, he's one of the lead commanders of the Creation Lightship, and his spirit is here with us again today. Numerous leaders, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Jesus, Emmanuel, Mary, Miriam, Osho, Rajneesh, Ramana, Maharishi, Bruce Lee, etc., are all from the creation lightship, from Source. The light is here to help guide humanity back toward their own spirit, their light within, which must happen for the ascension. Yeah.
God. Very good, Kevin. I'm just going to read another meme that's posted there. Now it depicts like a planet with many other spheres and planets revolving around it. And it says here, similar to Star Trek, if you are going to interact with a planet, you must have boots on the ground. When people say aliens are coming to help us, don't be confused. Your own creator is here now, making certain you return to the light safely. I'm going to say that sentence again because it's quite profound. Your own creator, source, is here now, making certain you return to the light safely. You can do this all on your own by connecting with your spirit, and that will be the main support provided before the ascension. We are currently in cleanup mode. And in bold letters, it says, the best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
So
Oh,
that's wonderful, Kevin.
I absolutely know the best is yet to come. You know, and that just reminds us to do our commands, talk to our spirit, you know, verbally, out loud, talk to our spirit, you know, and say commands, and that's how you establish a relationship with yourself. Basically, it's what you're doing,
Yeah,
right? You're
yeah.
talking to yourself, your God self. You know,
Right.
you're part of Source. So.
And the more you do it, the easier it gets to be, and the better you
That's
get at it. And
right. And it's just as easy as that. You just talk to yourself, talk to your God source, yourself, and ascension will occur. That's really all you
And
have to do, right?
it's easy for me because I'm the only one who pays any attention to what I have to say
Yeah,
anyway.
exactly. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's move on to the next article. I tell you what, I'm excited about this one. I think
Yeah, it's a good
it's
one.
just because I don't know. I just enjoy the thought of the kind of technology that we will be experiencing soon. So,
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Kevin. I relate with that too. It's really good. And it's as Q often says, it's information we already know. But to see the truth and to know that we are going to it's going to be everything's going to be revealed to us is very good feeling and very reassuring.
Since I was a kind of a kid, and Star Trek came up on show, I was glued to that program, every one of them, because that ignited my imagination. It put me in a world to where I just wanted to be there. I wanted to live
Yeah,
there also.
right.
And perhaps, that's my spirit self saying, yeah, that's where you actually are going to be.
And it's an inner knowing,
Yes. Yeah.
familiarity of it that
Right.
that caught your attention for sure.
So let's get into this article, Energy into Matter. Categories, all possibilities, ascension. It says everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. Matter is an illusion created by very dense or frozen energy. Matter can be transformed back into fluid energy with pure consciousness. So, John, I love this statement that matter is frozen energy. It's very dense, tightly compacted atoms. And so practically everything that we see in our world is frozen energy. But then frozen energy can be liquefied with pure consciousness. That's amazing. Apparently,
It is.
it must be pure, though, because consciousness is a frequency and a vibration. And if I try and transform something into liquid, it just doesn't seem to work for me, John. My consciousness just isn't pure enough. Man, I hope that doesn't mean I have a dirty mind. No.
Oh, for sure not, Kevin. It's a matter of, all beings of light, we're light beings. We don't know any other frequency but good frequencies. So, so I don't believe it means you have a dirty mind. But what I do believe it is saying is that pure consciousness can control the transformation of energy to matter and matter back to energy. So, as you know, prior to entering these corrupted physical bodies and this corrupted biosphere, we were pure consciousness. And now we are in sort of a body trap that inhibits our consciousness. And however, I believe as we heal with new energies assisting us at present, our pure consciousness will be integrated fully and healing our bodies to their divine state and will be capable of manipulating matter to energy. And remember, we are animating these bodies as a physical object. Therefore, the reversal is possible also. But just my thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very good, John. So our first meme here is a vast, expansive view of open terrain with a beautiful, multicolored, swirling clouds. And the caption reads, "Anti-gravity is the sixth force of nature. We have the sixth force on lockdown. We can mathematically describe it." And that's what Amy Eskridge said. That was her
Right.
quote.
Right.
So, some of our listeners may remember that we did talk about Amy, I don't know, last year maybe.
Yeah, there's a
Anyway,
posting on her. Yeah.
yeah, there was a post there. And she was quite young, I don't know, 34, 35. But she was a master. She had a master of electrical engineering and chemistry, physics, genetic engineering, anti-gravitics and nanotechnology. You know, and unfortunately, she was assassinated by the deep state, probably for bringing anti-gravitics into the public realm, you know.
The horrors that have happened, you know, the
Yeah.
cabal eliminates any threat to their evil control and
Yeah.
enslavement systems. You know, we've seen this many times, you know, with other truthers as well as inventors of various technologies. It's good to know the evil ones are being eliminated forever in this universe, and that all that has been suppressed will be revealed for everyone to see.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be wonderful to get to that point to where they no longer assassinate our scientists and people who bring forth truth,
Right,
you know,
and the general public
and
no
general public.
longer sees things as conspiracy theories or
Right.
conspiracies as they are.
Yeah, they are
Yeah.
actual science and actual truths. Yeah.
Right on.
All right, so the next meme brings up an exciting technology for me. Now, you see, basically, the Star Trek transport pad that's on the Starship Enterprise. And you see here four Starship members. They appear to be in mid-transport or being energized. And the caption reads, "The seventh force of nature is energy into matter, into energy, into matter." And that was a quote by Amy as well. And always remember what Amy Eskridge told us long ago. All of these advanced technologies are natural forces of nature. They are all abilities our spirit holds naturally, having to do with energy and the illusion of matter.
Right.
Yeah. And again, it's like the new technology is going to help teach us and train us, and
Right.
we'll be able to utilize our own natural abilities, right, to mimic
Exactly.
what the technology can do, right?
Right. And I think that's why it's very important to do our commands and this kind of thing so that we can get used to our powers in commanding them and controlling them as they come on board. And I believe they're going to come on board rather relatively quickly.
Oh, I
So,
hope so.
yeah, oh, me too. Boy, oh, boy.
Well, I know they will.
Yeah.
Things are happening quite quickly now.
I hear you. I need some new parts.
I definitely need new parts as well.
What's that old
Woo.
song? I may be used, but I'm not used up. So as I feel it and see it, matter in its various forms is slowed down in manipulated frequencies and vibrations. So keep in mind that atoms, which consists of electrons, protons, and neutrons, are primarily empty space between them. And so, for example, in perspective, if you imagine the center of your city as the nucleus or the neutron, the electrons and protons would orbit in the suburb area. So it's a lot of space in the real world, in the real time and space of things. So I believe that and feel that what we perceive as electrons, protons, and neutrons are forces and not particles. And the space between them is the ether, the spirit, the source energy. And motion, interaction, and frequency and vibration we observe as a physical matter. So, and I'm just going to read one paragraph from the posting here, Kevin, that kind of wraps this up. It says here, once activated, we have the ability to move in and out of time, to change the past and create our own future. We have the ability to become invisible, to teleport from one frequency to the next, to levitate and change form completely, because we are pure consciousness, source energy, frequency and vibration, creating the illusion of matter for the experience. It is our own powers that have been kept from us more than anything. And of course, they do this by
Absolutely.
manipulating our bodies, our biosphere, and so forth.
Yeah.
As you write.
Yeah, that just confirms what we were kind of mentioning, you know. So we have the power. We just need to learn how to use it, know how to activate it, right? But
Yeah.
we do have it. We do have it.
Absolutely.
Well, John, I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're a Trekkie, but do you remember a being in the Star Trek series named Q? What a coincidence, right?
Right. No coincidences.
Well, he was depicted as an extra-dimensional, near-omnipotent being belonging to the Q continuum, who could do things no average human could do, such as bend time and space, laws of physics and reality itself. And he could do all that with a snap of a finger. He could instantly teleport himself in the blink of an eye. He was highly telepathic, and he was a little bit of a teacher, kind of with a sense of humor. And
Sounds
he was a little,
familiar.
and he was kind of mischievous, mischievous also. Yeah. So,
Jeez,
yeah, he is Q. Yeah. So, just like Q, I want my powers back too. But, I would like to remain in my dense body. That's the
yeah.
only thing is, I know my spirit essence, my pure energy self can do all of these things because I no longer have a body and it frees me up and I can go do all of this stuff. But wouldn't it be cool to be able to do all this stuff with my dense body?
Yes, and I believe we can, Kevin. And as
Yeah.
we're going to transform, and we're transforming now to a crystalline base,
Right.
and get rid of our DNA and the
Yeah.
filters, the restrictions, the epigenetic ancestral recordings, and just pure us, pure consciousness, and we can do anything. If you recall, Q talked about mermaid could stretch her arm around the house, and that Marvel movies and comics were real, and that's us. We just don't know it because we're on this supreme stranglehold. So it's leaving rapidly now. So that's so great.
I can remember when I've had some dreams in the past, and they were when I in my youth, or just actually spaced throughout my lifetime. And when I was dreaming, you know how Superman can run down the street? He takes that giant leap and then starts flying off and away. And I've had those dreams numerous times of me flying like a
Wow.
Superman,
Me as well, Kevin.
Yeah, I wonder if
Exactly.
all of
I've
us have
had
had
those.
that. So, it's
Wow.
just like,
So our dreams are real.
our dreams are
And
real.
memories sometimes, the memories, if you can remember it, it's real, I would say. So, wow. So it goes on to say, over 130 years ago, Nikola Tesla announced that he'd perfected a new system of wireless communication using light in the form of electromagnetic spectrum waves, so radio waves, microwaves, infrared, invisible light, to carry voice and data information, laying the foundation for modern wireless technologies, including wireless telephone systems, radio, internet, and remote control, which he had basically already presented to the world back then. Now, that's the end of the quote there, Kevin. Now, as you know, I've always had an interest in radio and electromagnetics and frequencies, and I've worked with them, all my entire life. And I'm just going to share a few words that I think would help people to understand what Nikola Tesla understands, and to kind of shine a light on what we've already got and don't realize we have it. So, as they mention here, the different wireless technologies that we're taking advantage of. And today, we have radios and cell phones and remote controls and earbuds and Wi-Fi, all this. It's all electromagnetic signals. Now, it's all wireless technology. And if you have a radio, well, I had a crystal radio when I was a young child, and that's what really got me interested in this, I guess. Or maybe it's the other way around. My parents seemed I was so interested, so they got me that. But anyway, what happens when you tune a radio? What happens with all the radios? You tune that radio to a certain frequency. And that frequency, there's an electromagnetic wave being broadcast. It's in the air. And when you tune to that frequency, what happens in that radio is it sets up a tank circuit. And that magnetic wave generates a current in the radio. So it's already there, whether it's plugged in or not. And the radio amplifies that current. Well, if you have the right shovel, the right, receiver, Nikola Tesla was setting up a situation where is that Wardenclyffe Tower, he would broadcast that signal, and then your receiver, your radio, whatever, would tune into that, and that current would then be usable current of a much higher volume, much higher standard. So basically, that's what they're talking about here. And so more on that later. I'm going to share more of that in a later post,
Okay.
when we're kind of running out of things to report on. I would like to talk more on this, but just to give people a perspective that your free energy is all around us through electromagnetic waves, and it's happening. We take advantage of it every day. That, you know, your pods or whatever they're called, or your
Bluetooth stuff.
wireless radio, Bluetooth, that's being powered through magnetic waves being broadcast. So just thought I'd put that out there.
You know, and we've always been taught that it's the electricity that's providing the power, right? And but it's not.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's what makes it so difficult to produce electricity. It sets up a wrestling match within a generator, an alternator, and so on. The more you demand on it, the more the magnetic field increases in that component, and it's harder to turn it over. Now you need more power, more inertia, more horsepower to turn that generator. So they're kind of built backwards because they focused on the electric field, and that electric field is what sets up the stumbling block. So the magnetic field is what we need to take advantage of, which this site is talking about.
It's the magnetic electric energy that
Right.
you know
Gotcha. Yeah.
the and the earth is a magnetic bell, and so is the human body, and both the human heart and both the human heart and can generate rhythmic magnetic electric fields that interact. Humans and all life on this planet were originally harmonically synchronized with the heartbeat of the Earth. The heart creates the strongest rhythmic magnetic electric field in the body, flowing approximately 33 feet outward when at full strength with vitality. This field is 5,000 times more powerful than the brain's magnetic field.
Wow. So that
That's
tells everyone right there, the power of spirit and consciousness. Our heart,
in a heart.
5,000 times stronger than our brain. So why are we being led by our brains? You know,
Right.
so there you
Yeah.
go. So that's amazing. It goes on to say the heart holds the spirit, which powers our consciousness. When we rely on our heart consciousness, our knowledge is infinite. So when we tap into that, which is all going to happen really quickly for us, I do believe that, Kevin. It goes on to say, when we rely on the mind, our information is extremely limited. To advance spiritually, we must begin to rely on the heart spirit and allow the mind to work as its valet, attending to tasks that support the spirit. The earth produces its own heartbeat and magnetic electric field known as the Schumann resonance, which impacts all life on this planet. Every natural heartbeat within a human or a planet is powered by the spirit of that body. Spirit is the engine made up of source energy. The peace and playfulness of a spirit playing a very significant role in the health of our heart and body. So again, I'm just going to say that the spirit play a special significant role in with when you're when in, you add peace and playfulness in the health of our body. So here again, you know, we see where all this excitement and playfulness, just we've talked about in the past, is the key for unlocking all these abilities. So and of course, as I like to say, Kevin, if you've heard me say before, like the heart is the architect and the brain is the builder, the servant,
Yes.
to that. And that's if we get it all get into that frame and that work from that point of view, will align quickly and get out of our brains,
Very
right,
good.
for decision making and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well said. All right.
Which I think maybe it was you or someone in one of our other rooms had mentioned one time that you can't get excited in your brain. There's no excitement in your brain. When you're excited, it's all in your body. It's in your heart.
It's in your heart, yes.
Yeah.
That's where the
So
emotion,
happiness, all of that, all the emotions. Yeah, those high frequency
emotion, energy
emotions.
and
Yeah.
motion. Yeah.
Right.
Well, the article goes on to ask, how did Nikola Tesla know all of this information so long ago? Well, the answer was that he was a commander from the Creation Lightship, one of the 12 source energies, an ambassador from source. So, another meme close to the end of this article is a depiction of what happens to be a huge mega portal in space with ships heading toward and through it. The description reads, "This ancient technology being reintroduced will help reignite our own inner technology. Those who are inspired will begin to rely on their own spiritual abilities and live free from the need for outer dependency if they wish. However, many technologies will interface with our own inner technology, such as vehicles and computers, responding to our conscious intentions and frequency. This can be very fun and fulfilling adventure, feeding and nourishing a spirit excited about all possibilities." And
Yes.
this kind of reminds me, we keep hearing a lot about the quantum systems and perhaps our new economical system will be controlled by like a quantum computer
Right.
that has a consciousness to it. And it's my understanding that I guess in a way, in order to this just say it this way, in order to spend your currency, you have to be in the right heart field, the right, you have to have the right intention in utilizing that currency, right?
Right.
If you have any kind of ill feeling about using the money towards something that might harm someone, it would not dispense that currency, you know, as something like that. So,
Fantastic technology. Yeah.
yeah.
Kevin, also I've noticed here that throughout many of these posts, they're great depictions that that they post here. You know, like the one you were just talking about, it's like a portal, and this, you know, they're quite well done. I like them. They give you a really good, you know what they say, a picture has a thousand words. Well, you know, that really is true, and you
Yeah,
get some really good ones here.
I think Asha and her crew do a fabulous
Oh
job,
yeah, for sure,
you
for
know,
sure.
getting these articles together and stuff. It's
Right.
awesome.
They do. Beautiful.
And again, you know, when you see that meme of the portal, again, I put myself in there. I'm in that ship and I'm getting ready to go through the portal, you know, I'm going to another world and so
Right. Yep. I'll be right beside you. I'll be the co-pilot.
yeah. There you go.
The Creation Lightship continues to infuse this planet and all true humans with greater magnetic, electric, light, spirit potential every day. Everyone with a spirit is waking up. Those who are not may not be human, but instead placeholders here to steer the narrative away from awakening. So that's just a quote I just said from the site. So I do my best to avoid non-humans now, you know, as I recognize them and keep interaction to a minimum. And we'll continue to do so going forward, Kevin, because you know, they are on their journey and I'm on mine, and I wish them the best. And you know, but I will concentrate my energies on myself and remain meaning heart-centered and in high excitement as often as I possibly can.
Absolutely. I think that's very wise, and I'm certainly going to do that as well. Yanni, it looks like we're limited now on our time, so I think
Oh.
it's you see that? So I think it's important to now more than ever to mention how important again it is to continue doing commands that Q has taught us, right? And so I posted the basic commands on our Acumen Perspective webpage just above the archive title in a PDF format so people could print it off for themselves. And it is suggested to follow the instructions and read the commands out loud. Now, of course, this is for those of us who are not familiar too familiar with Q and would like to have those commands personally. You can certainly log on there and print out that PDF for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. And there's, as you say, there's also commands on the Creation Lightship page, and
Yeah.
so that's nice as well. I've been listening to the Q po or the Q recordings that have been on BBS here, and I've been on the let me see, Being Inspired with Q program. As you know,
Okay.
we had multiple programs,
Right.
and so I'm up to March 2024, I think it is now. But There's so much information there. And now that we've come all this way, it's like it's all new again because all of us collectively have got a lot more information that we don't even realize we have. So now when we listen to his words and what he has to say, they have a lot more meaning and we
They
can
do.
understand more of it. And so I would encourage everyone to listen to those posts again.
Exactly. Please remember to go within your heart as often as you can and stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day.
Beautiful, Kevin. Good
Well, that
advice.
about wraps it up for John and myself with this program. All right.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you,
Okay.
everyone, for tuning in and hanging on the monkey bars with us again.
It,
Always
monkey
exciting.
bars, love it. So, John and I are now back on our regular schedule for every 2 weeks, and that means that you will all see us again Saturday, April 4th, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussions on the articles of ForThePeople.Space, right here on Acumen Perspective.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everyone. Thank you,
Thank you,
BBS.
everybody.